The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network today, 8th day of November 2017. I'm talking about the bridge and tunnel surveillance cameras and spying on everybody. Well, it's just not bridges, folks. It's just not tunnels. And I want people to keep this in mind. As they keep reporting more and more murder, death, kill, okay, the more the people will think, well, that's a good thing. You know, didn't they just catch an FBI guy toting out, they've got video surveillance cameras of him hauling out hard drives because he was actually doing investigations. He was found guilty a couple of years ago, still working at the FBI. Only this time he had satchels full of hard drives he was carting out of the FBI to go lock up Bitcoin accounts. You know, he's going to end up probably getting a couple of years for that. You and I would try that. We go to jail long enough, they'd have to pump sunshine and air into us. Now, finishing up on this, the system is all about money and surveillance. A system, Kale, enables you to manage staff more efficiently, helps ensure parking lot transactions are maximized. Kale enforcement can be integrated with all other Kale parking solutions to further generate enforcement-based revenues. And we're all looking for that money right now because everybody's choking in debt. So let's spend more money to bring in more money. And along the way, there goes your anonymity. You know, and I think even the Supreme Court ruled that, you have no protections. You're out in public. You can't assume that you're still a private citizen. Excuse me? What Orwellian decision thinking is that? You know, just give me Big Brother on my tube in the morning. You know, let's just have my TV do an interrogation with me. What are you doing today? What did you eat last night? How long did you sleep? Where are you going? How much money you got in the bank? Got any guns in your house? Let's just start that. I mean, after all, if we want to eliminate crime, we could do it very simply. We can chain everybody to a damn tree or an immovable object. So you can really keep an eye on them. Kale enforcement connects to other systems and suppliers of payment information, as well as other relevant data sources. For example, smartphones and their payments, permit handling, vehicle information, government and collection agencies. A recent Binghamton University article warns that PBP will eliminate the need for parking decals because their police will scan every vehicle. Wow. Cheating on the lot rent? Hey, you're busted. Unfortunately, law enforcement has more surveillance devices at their disposals. Now, for years now, the DHS has been installing remote video surveillance systems. They call them RVSSs on bridges and tunnels. Earlier this year, an article in AOL revealed that New York City is installing RVSS facial recognition cameras at all their bridges and tunnels. The plan calls for the installation of cameras equipped with advanced facial recognition technology in an effort to track everyone entering and exiting the city via the extensive network of tunnels and bridges. It's not extensive enough. You ever got caught in traffic in New York? It's not extensive. There's only so many ways in and so many ways out, unless you want to swim the river or hop on a ferry. Or you got your own damn helicopter. That's the only way you're getting out of there. Now, as the never-ending war on terror becomes a war on everybody's privacy, we can expect to see facial recognition cameras being installed across the country. By the way, the city of Round Rock lied to me. We were the first location in the entire country to get the brand new system. It's a warning system. You know, if there's emergency vehicles coming your way, there's little red lights that'll blink on the top. Or that they're used for transmission of special frequencies for emergency vehicles. And they told us, oh no, there are no cameras on these things. Yes, there are. And what are the odds? Now, I'm not being paranoid here, folks. But of all the places in the United States, they installed this first one-of-a-kind system two blocks from my house. I'm not being paranoid. I'm just saying. Skywatch is actually made by FLIR, forward-looking infrared radar, and provided to police departments by DHS grants. FLIR just unveiled their second-generation mobile surveillance Skywatch tower at this year's International Associations of Chiefs of Police Convention. You know, I won't even bother. Now, as you can see, DHS and law enforcement are using PBP and numerous other surveillance systems to spy on everybody. Welcome to the police state here in America, where one surveillance system is never enough. We can't keep you safe enough. And that is the byline. This is what they're always constantly repeating. Every damn time there's another incursion into our God-given rights in this country. What do they tell you? It's for your safety. Police out there with the force continuum. Yeah, those guys. The rent-a-cops for the corporations. These guys. It's drilled into their brain on a daily basis. And I am not joking about this. Daily. You need to be safe. Your number one job as a cop is not putting potentially. And you would, if you listen to these people, you would think that every cop, every day of being on the force, he's in life-threatening situations. Not so. But they're brainwashing these cops every single day. Every lineup in the morning. Be safe. Your number one job is to get home safe after your shift. You starting to wonder why people are getting shot? For no damn good reason at all, because they fear their safety. You got a dog in your own property, fenced in, cop comes in. He fears for his safety, so what does he do? He puts a bullet through Frido's brain because he felt threatened. Tell you what, you come on my property, shoot any of my animals, I guarantee you, you will be threatened. And I know, hey, knock one down, they'll bring more. Knock down 10, they'll bring 100. Knock down 100, they'll bring 1,000. I get it. I know. But what we're dealing with here is situation and scenario that is being taken advantage to take your rights away. Before I ramble here any further, let me take Bruce in Texas. Is he still there? Hello, Bruce. Go ahead.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure how many callers you have in line. I'll hit my first topic right off the bat there. You were talking about energy, and I wasn't aware that we were shipping so much of our Alaskan crude over to Japan, so thank you for informing me on that.
Yeah.
I'll be curious. In fact, I'm going to research it after we're done. I found a website before I called, the top 10 oil shipping companies in the world. I'm going to check their ownership and see where they hail from and what their political leanings might be. I think I have a good idea. but we'll find out. Maybe
don't lose sight of this is a twofold reason. One, the United States uses this as a threat to our economic engine here. When any crude in any country on this planet, any time, is concern enough for us to possibly take other actions. It's economic for sure. You know, look up the shipping companies and find out who's who. But they use this as a threat against national security. When I just wiped out the excuse as to why we need to depend so much on foreign oil when we can pump enough of this black stuff out of the ground. And I'm not talking about our offshore rigs here. I'm not talking about wells sunk in Oklahoma and Texas and all around this country and Pennsylvania. I'm not even talking about those. I'm just talking about the production capability of one place that still belongs to the United States. Thank you very much, Russia, for selling us that chunk of land so cheaply. But I'm talking about one locale that has the ability to take care of our current energy needs. And something else to consider here, Bruce, there are more innovations coming around. Notice how they're trying to shove us into electric cars. You've seen the price of electricity, and how the hell do we generate that? They're trying to move us away from crude into the electric market to electrify everything that ain't cheap. But we have the capability to be undependent on anybody else on this planet by just taking the production from Alaska. At current consumption rate in this country right now, we could fuel this country for the next 300 years plus, based on current consumption. And like I said, keep in mind that we're always finding innovative ways. After all, don't we have now cars on the road that are, well, magically now getting 30, 35, 40 miles to a gallon? Yeah. Anyhow, go ahead.
There was a car made in the 80s that actually got...
Honda Civic. A Honda Civic got 50 miles to a damn gallon.
Yeah, there's a Dodge, too, that was joint with Mitsubishi, and it was a little four-banger turbo that got, I think, something like 52 miles per gallon.
we have discovered Jaguar, their big V12s. They had cars that they're not allowed to ship into the United States. These damn things got 40 to 50 miles to a gallon of gas. So this little schmooze and ooze game has been going on in this country for a very long time.
Well, you know, I worked in the Eagle Ford sale here in Texas, and I paid attention to the news. It had the news on as we reported every morning to drive our trucks. And I recall a Saudi oil minister was bellyaching about the fracking in the United States, reducing the sales targets that they had, and they're just hurting them economically. And that was right. This is just before the United States and I guess other countries convinced Saudi Arabia is a good idea for them to open up the spigot and try to crash the ruble. But what they also did was they killed fracking in Texas.
You know, I was never a big fan of fracking because of the chemicals that they push down in the ground to push the oil out. I'm not a big fan of that because we have down here in Texas, at least in central Texas, our water supply, guess what, comes from underground. So, you know, you start this fracking stuff, you're going to push something here to have it come out there, but it's like a fat lady in a bra. You push in here, it's going to pop out here and everywhere. And that's exactly what happens with fracking because it's done under pressure.
Yeah, perhaps it's a good, you know, it's probably, in the long run, it's probably good that the industry crashed. But the big boys are now working in the oil field. They kind of sucked up all the wildcatters and all the startups. They all went belly up. And I haven't heard one person on the news actually attribute it to, you know, make it a point as to why that happened. But it's really what really blows my mind is the tar sands up in Canada. They're stripping out thousands of miles of pristine forest to get the sand out and squeeze oil out of it. I mean, it's an ecological nightmare. You never see that on the news.
No.
And yet we're building pipelines to pump that oil down the United States, and we can't
And
can depend on Alaska. What's going on?
And how many millions of cars and trucks do we have running on the roads of America? And I have said this before. What they have developed for lubricants, completely synthetic lubricants for our cars, our trucks, synthetic transmission, synthetic rear end lubes, synthetic oils for the crankcase of the engines. We don't even need oil or oil products, oil-based products, to even do that. How many millions of barrels a year are chewed up by doing that? We don't even have to do that. And some enterprising people, I think Mobil 1, Mobil Oil Company, first came out with Mobil 1. People distrust it. They go, well, wait a minute. You can't put synthetic in a crankcase and have it run in an engine and not screw it up. Well, then people were discovering that they didn't have to change their oil every 2,000 or 3,000 miles. They could go 5,000, 6,000 miles between changes.
I suspect that Mobil 1, that synthetic oil that was sold to the United States, I suspect that's a patent that was stolen from Germany because they were producing synthetic oil in the 1940s during World War II. Like STP was also a stolen patent. They developed that for their fighter aircraft to operate in high altitudes to fight with their bombers.
And I can remember back in the 60s, you didn't have one gearhead that operated a car without an STP sticker on it.
No, and I don't think a penny went back to Germany for stealing that patent.
Oh, hell no.
They used to have on the display stand developed by German scientists.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
yeah.
Good talking to you, John. Keep it up, please.
I appreciate it.
I'll be supporting you shortly. I hit on hard times after the Eagle Ford went belly up, but I'm back at it, and please continue on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah. Folks, pledge of support is nice, but the support is even nicer. And I know a lot of people. I talked to Carl B. Schwartz the other day. Finally called me. I got a hold of his email. And he's moving in circles right now with this nanotechnology that he's doing. He's being severely restricted. And the United States is real paranoid about any entrepreneurs developing brand new product that could be used in the military industrial complexes around the world. You think we got the only one? You're wrong. We're not the only ones on the block. And they're putting such restrictions on this guy that he's being restricted by the United States of selling this product to other countries because it might be used militarily. Well, Band-Aids can be used militarily, folks. Antiseptic cream can be used. Think about it. So he's being boxed in, but I talked to him, and he said, look, he says, let me know, give me the lowdown here, and I'll see if I can build into our budget here support for your network. That would be a great thing. But I've had many promises over the years that people, when they struck it big, they were going to support us. And I've watched hit after hit after hit, people striking it damn near like hitting lotteries. It never gave us one thin dime. They grabbed the money and ran. Up in Canada, by the way, did we figure out, you said that $250 million a day times 16 years is what, $14 trillion? Now, $1 trillion is $1,000 million. If we're spending $250 million a day, think about it. Think about it. It's 14 trillion. Plus other palletfuls of money that we've pretty much gave to Middle East to do their little projects to go destroy other people. And God knows how much money is paid under the table. Oh, and let's not forget that we have a CIA. You know, not all of their funds come clandestine lying, 800-313-9443. Take this break. Be back. I want to get into Canada here. And now they're going after the little mines made of mush in which they can create any damn way they want to. Only this time they're going after the kids with the sex education. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Global News. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says an alternative sex education curriculum is being crafted by Catholic school officials will never be taught if it arrives as previously advertised. In an interview with the Canadian Press, Notley said the health and well-being of students comes first. That's always been the responsibility of the parents, but we're from the government and we're here to help you. Nowhere do the rights of religious freedom extend to that person's right to somehow attack or hurt others. And that's what's happening here, Notley said. We will not use public dollars to have sexual health programs that deny science, that deny evidence, that deny human rights. Oh, now it's a human right for you to be sex educated by some pervert in some classroom. This is bad. They can continue to work on the proposal all they want, but we ultimately approve the curriculum that goes into the schools, and this kind of curriculum will not happen. Carl German, president of the Council of Catholic School Superintendents of Alberta, could not be reached for comment. The Alberta government is currently rewriting their teaching plans across the board for kindergarten to grade 12. Catholic school superintendents are crafting an alternative sex education curriculum that they want the province to approve for their schools. And they say the government's teaching plan clashes with faith-based institutions by including other topics, homosexual relationships, and gender identity different from one's biological sex. Wow. In documents filed with the province, the superintendents also take issue with sexual consent by a partner in marriage. They say it is only one of many factors to be considered, along with morality, family, and wellness. Wow. Now, Mikey, my caller screen disappeared. I got another Bruce in Texas. Did that make my screen disappear? I'm telling you, my screen disappeared. Whether that has to do with another Bruce in Texas is beyond me. You're right, it doesn't. Online porn sexting should be included in sex education curriculum, Alberta professor says. Wow. I need you to hear what this Alberta professor says. Yeah. He's going to say it in a minute.
Everybody.
You know what? No, he's not.
He tells us we should talk about sex to our children.
Okay, let's stop you and let's go over here. Now, listen to the reasoning that's being offered here. Okay. We are in the 21st century. We got massive bandwidth, and it takes forever. Where am I going?
We're not focusing enough on addressing issues like STIs.
Before I continue here, the guy that's speaking
sexually right, transmitted infection.
Would you shut up for a second? The guy that you're hearing speaking right now, this little poofed has got two little earrings in, and if I were to make a ventured guess, I would say he's a poofta. But hey, what do I know?
Alberta Health tells us that there's been an increase in HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, and other STIs among 15 to 29-year-olds in our province. So that means that we at least have to be doing a really good job talking about that issue at the high school level, but we also have to do it at the junior high level. 30% of 15 to 17-year-olds in Canada have had sexual intercourse at least once, and 9% have had sexual intercourse before the age of 15. So that means we have to do this work in junior high schools as well. That's a real concern. We have.
Let's take the break. We'll get back to Mr. Poofta here in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
That's the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues.
You know, I was just thinking during the break, you know, I was a virgin until I was 19 years old. I'd already been in the military. I didn't feel a pressing need. And I don't think I ever remember the thought occurring that, you know, I can make up for lost time later. It wasn't that big of a deal because we weren't what? Hypersexualized. Look at everything that your children are watching right now, folks. Wow. I'm sorry. Mr. Poofta is back.
To talk about things like teen pregnancy. Certainly, in work I do with sexual and gender minority youth, people are very surprised when I say that we have a significant teen pregnancy rate among lesbian youth and gay and bisexual youth. That these...
Wait a minute. Whoa. We have a high pregnancy rate with lesbians? What sex book is this guy writing?
Youth are becoming parents at young ages. And so talking about that issue and the impact that it has on their personal lives, the impact it has on their mental health and on their futures is a huge, huge issue that we need to be discussing. Certainly at the junior high level, another issue that really needs to be brought up in the context of sexual health education is sexting. So a lot of kids are, you know, using social media and the internet as really a social lifeline, particularly if they are youth who are isolated and not socializing well with their peers. And we have to realize, and we know this, that the internet and that certain social media sites are not safe spaces, and that a lot of young people are being sexually harassed and bullied online around sexual issues. And we need to be very upfront in teaching children and youth about how to navigate websites and navigate social media in terms of dealing with sexuality, because it's no more safe than it is in real life. In fact, it's often more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So we have, it's health issue, it's mental. We've got to, are you folks out there buying any of this stuff? Should online pornography be addressed? Well, to this poofta, to me, it absolutely should be addressed. For example, one of the problems I have with my health outreach program is working with male youth who do not use condoms anymore. A lot of these youths are watching online pornography, and condom use is out the window. It just said it right there in the statement. What would you say to a parent who says, I don't want teachers talking about pornography to my kid? Well, this guy says, I would say to them, do you want your child to be healthy and long-term? What? Where is the correlation in Mr. Asshat's thinking here? I use the phrase that I want children and youth to be happy, healthy, and hopeful, and that means they need to be mentally healthy, sexually healthy, and physically healthy. I think that parents are not often able, unless they are trained sexual educators themselves, to talk about sexual health in a complete and informative way, and that they should not only rely on but demand that their schools do a total job delivering age-appropriate sexual health education. To me, it's a question of saying to a parent, do you want your child to be healthy? Do you want your child to be safe? I am just... The response to calls for the curriculum overhaul from Alberta Education Minister David Egan. He says, we have been engaging with our education partners and other organizations on how to ensure our sexual education program is comprehensive, and that it is meeting the needs of the students. Sexual consent is the law, and our government's expectation is that it be taught in schools. Our teachers play a valuable role in the safety and education of our young Albertans. They have the opportunity to work with parents and to access community resources to address student needs. We will ensure that sexual education is included in our plans for curriculum modernization, and we'll be discussing this important matter with Albertans every step of the way. Wow. I am just at a loss for words. Now, you knew. You know, one of my least favorite terms is slippery slope. When you hear that term slippery slope, it means you're on a mountain, the cliff, it's icy, you fall, your butt's sliding right off the cliff. Bye-bye. That's what I think of when I hear slippery slope. When they started with the sex education in classrooms years ago, I knew the door would be open and never be closed. And now we're getting into gender bending issues. Now we're talking to our children about what they discover without interference from anybody, without the sexual websites, the pornography sites, without the filth and the dripping and all that other stuff. No. Leave kids alone. They identify themselves because of their sexual parts, not what's going on in their head, what they think they believe. Man, these people have got to go, man. And you parents out there, keep sitting down and being mute. You just go right ahead. In your way of thinking, you might have decided, well, I'm going to stay out of this fray, or I homeschool my children. And again, I will say this. That's fine for you. Extricate your kid, wrap them in the shroud, and protect them. Yippee for you. But what remains is the victimization of the other people going through this mindless claptrap. Goody for you, you're safe. What about anybody else's kids? It's time for you parents to stand up and be heard. They don't hear you the first time, repeat yourself. Only this time, raise your voice a little bit louder just in case they're hearing impaired. Bruce in Lake Jackson. Hello. How you doing, Bruce?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. John, the subject I called on was the one that was before this, and that was about, you were talking about synthetic lubricants and oils and saying that that means we no longer need petroleum.
I didn't say that. Brucey, don't twist my words around. That's not what I said. I didn't say we no longer need oil because we have this. I'm saying that you can reduce the amount of crude that has heretofore been used, accepted for lubrication, transmissions, rear ends, crankcases, and trucks and cars. That's what I said.
Okay, well, I apparently didn't hear that. I just heard a comment that it sounded like you may not have understood that synthetic oils are reformatting the molecular structures of the oil or of the waxes, whatever it may be, the lubricants, reformatting them to meet specific lubrication requirements, and that's all reconfiguring the molecular structures of them.
Yeah, and reconfigured to such an extent that people that were crazy about changing the oil in their car, because we've all drained the crankcase, haven't we? We've seen that black stuff run out. Well, that's the soot and the unburned carbons. You know, it's the keeping and suspension. You know, an engine, yep. Internal combustion engine is nothing but metal to metal. It gets hot. Try not putting any oil, whether synthetic or not, in your crankcase and see what happens. It heats up and seizes up. But what I'm saying is that there are other alternatives that do not rely on the old standby of taking that refined crude oil and sticking it in your crankcase. Yeah, what you're mentioning here, waxes and other materials, yeah, are they petroleum-based? To a smaller degree, don't need as much refinement as an ingredient into their formula for their synthetic lubricants. Anything else, Bruce?
Well, no, that was it. I just wanted to see if I could clarify something, but apparently I didn't hear the whole statement from you before.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. I've been guilty.
I want to talk to you sometime here in the near future about something else, John, and I'll try to get a hold of you by phone separately.
Okay, not a problem.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, if it's real important, you can dial 800-724-2719. There's a voicemail, hit extension 2, and leave me a message. My friend Mikey in Arizona does that all the time. Gets drunk on a Saturday night and calls up and rails on me. Isn't that called stalking? Harassment? Isn't there a law against that? I can get back at him and just have his alcohol cut off. That'll destroy him. You said I have another Bruce. Now, I've refreshed my... What? That was him. I've refreshed my screen again. Is there anybody I should be seeing on there? Okay, then. All right. Yeah, online texting and sexting, and yes. I'm enough. Stay the hell out of our kids' pants and stay out of their minds. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Okay? And what happens, and I'll tell you something. We did this years ago. There was somebody that sent us an audio tape of a school in Pennsylvania where the educators got together and they decided it would be a good idea if they had sex education classes. I'm not making this up. It's as true as I'm sitting here right now, and I right hand up to God. This person sent me this tape, and it was an audio recording of representatives that came in with the school's permission to teach children about sex. When I heard the tape, I couldn't believe my ears. I had to play it again. They were people from NAMBLA, the National Association of Man, Boy, Love, whatever. North America, whatever. The perverts. Perverts are us. Is that close enough, Mike? They were actually picked to come in to give sexual education to these students. Some of the topic matters. Send the young children out of the room right now, folks. Or put your hands firmly over their ears and tell them to sing a lullaby very loudly. They were teaching them things such as fisting, anal sex, the use of artificial implements for cloital stimulation, being taught to grade school children. And I'm telling you, and I'm not joking about this, once the door was thrown open on sexual education in our public school system, I knew right then and there it goes. Now, the more liberalized that everybody seems to be getting, do you think that that's going to be held in abeyance and it's not going to get any worse than it is right now? I don't know where your cotton picking thinking is coming from, but you'd better think again. And I will take this opportunity one more time to tell you parents out there that silence doesn't keep you safe. Okay? And extracting your child, maybe you do homeschool them. Goody for you. But what about the next door neighbor's kids or your neighbors across the street? Are you going to tell me, well, it's their responsibility for their own children? It's none of my business. When the government makes the business of propagandizing your children and using your tax money, if you want to look at it from that aspect, you got something to say about it. And if you do not believe me that public education in this country is literally the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, if you want to ignore that, fine. If you want to ignore everything else, fine. Just sit and watch the rot and decay of the culture and your country around you. And don't ever, ever utter a word of, oh, I'm not happy about that. What have you done to stop it? I am not talking about being a moral crusader here. Something as simple as this can be dealt with by you parents. Get a few parents of like minds in your school system. They try to do this. Go in and shut it down. Shut it off. My screen's not refreshed again, Mikey. I'm sorry, who in Missouri, since we're yelling through the glass here? What? Fritz. Thank you. Fix your screen. Fritz in Missouri. Hello, Fritz. Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you? How are you tonight?
Fair to Midland. You're not going to let me. That was a rhetorical question. Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm calling to back you up on the oil. I had a buddy who was a Navy pilot. He flew A-7s off a carrier in the late 70s. And in the early 80s, he introduced me and my brother to synthetic oil. And we were using AMSOIL then, because that's what he recommended. He said they use that in jets. They use it in these snow cats that groom the mountains in the winter because the oil doesn't turn to jelly when it's, you know, when it's 10 below.
And that's a real problem for diesel trucks as well. Get it cold enough, that damn diesel gels up.
you start that mobile or you start that synthetic oil, it's 10 below and it's flowing.
Yep.
It's flowing through the engine right away. Anyway, I've been using synthetic since the early 80s. I use it in everything.
Me too.
I switched to Mobil 1 at some point because, you know, it was easier to get.
Right.
And I remember those original Mobil 1 bottles said that the oil was good for 25,000 miles. And I think they weren't selling enough oil, so they took that off the bottle.
Well, and now you're starting to see formulations and claims made by the manufacturers that if you use this oil, you can change your oil, every 10,000 miles.
Yeah, and blends, and they have blends. So anyway, I got a 15-year-old Taurus with a 3-liter, 24-valve 3-liter in it. I run synthetic in it, and I typically change it about every 10 or 12,000 miles. So I'm using, and then I add, you know, I might add 3 quarts in a year. So I'm using 8 quarts a year instead of 20.
How many miles on it?
Well, it's a fairly low mileage for the age. It's got about 105,000 miles on it.
That's pretty good for a Ford Taurus, though.
I'm using 8 quarts instead of 20.
Well, and
pays for itself.
Yeah, it does, and most people don't understand. If you folks buy a new car, run nothing but synthetics. I run synthetics in a chainsaw, in my lawnmower, cars. And manufacturers discovered, you know, once these new formulations hit the markets, they were bringing cars back in and tearing the engines down. They were still seeing crosshatch patterns on the cylinder walls after 150,000 miles. And there was another trick that manufacturers use as well. Before cars leave the factory, what they will do is they will seal the cooling systems with like a stop leak to make sure that if something is an error, there's a little shaving of metal under this, you know, seal point or under this gasket or whatever. They literally seal up the cooling systems at the factory with stop leak or an equivalent product. And I'm telling you what, folks, contaminated lubrication in your car or your truck is a death knell. So if you have that, you know, oil and water really are not supposed to mix. If you ever take a dipstick out of your car and it looks like coffee with cream in it, you got water in your oil. But, you know, these were little tricks that people discovered over the years. But I had a Harley. I once had a Harley. That damn thing had over 30-some thousand miles on it, and the heads had to be pulled off because there was a base gasket that let loose. And I walked in there and looked at the cylinder walls, and the guy looked at me, and I'm kind of looking at it, and I kept staring at it, and he goes, yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it? He said, what do you use? I said, Mobil 1. It looked like a brand-new cylinder wall.
Yep, and the other thing about synthetics, it's got a much higher burn temperature, so you don't get all that varnish buildup inside.
That's right.
And I even use synthetic in my two cycle engines. I've got a synthetic product that goes in the gas because, you know, you have engines that they have a 50-to-1 mix or a 32-to-1 mix or
right.
a 20-to-1 mix.
Right.
This product I put in my gas, I use the same mix in all of my two cycle engines. They always start. Everything runs great. So synthetic is the way to go.
Well,
and it's actually turns out to be cheaper than the STP stuff the Penn's oil.
Yeah, since we're talking about such a combustible topic matter here, pun intended, there is legislation in Congress right now to dump the 10-year program of this ethanol crap, which is going to be goody for us, because guess what happens to an engine and you start mixing 10% mixture of ethanol into gasoline? The firepower goes down, okay? It is more efficient using regular gasolines. This was a way for them to try to convince people that, oh, no, it burns cleaner. Well, yeah, it burns okay, but it doesn't have the explosive power that internal combustions need. That's what makes the wheels go round. So they're considering dumping this 10-year program.
Oh, yeah, and it's murder on the fuel lines and parts and stuff in you know, small engines, chainsaws and such. It's murder on the vinyl.
It is absolutely
lines and all that stuff.
It is absolutely murder. And I've had a couple of portable power units that you know, the same model, same make, made about the same time. One never saw a drop of ethanol in it. The other one did, and the one that got the ethanol lasted about only half as long before stuff started.
Okay, I'll go, but I'll tell you one more thing about my Navy buddy. He had the last gas station in St. Louis to sell leaded gas, and he sold Avgas at his station, so he had 100-octane leaded gas.
Oh, I bet he had every gearhead in town coming to his station.
He had every collector car and, you know, people storing their equipment. He called it White Lightning.
Yep.
And
by the way, maybe you know, I was talking the other day. I couldn't remember. Sunoco used to give you the highest octane available out there yesteryear. Do you remember what the highest octane?
I remember the pumps with the, you could select your own octane
right
on them.
Do you remember the highest octane? Do you remember the highest octane that you could purchase?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't.
I thought it was 100. 110? I thought it was 100 or 102 or 100 and something.
Oh, I'm sure it was at least that.
Yeah. All right.
So I guess one more plug for my buddy Mark. Mark manufactures a fuel stabilizer like Stabil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Fuel Fresh. And he makes the private label. He makes the product for Briggs & Stratton.
Okay, so why isn't your buddy advertising this wonderful product on this network?
I don't know. Maybe I should call him.
Maybe you should.
I don't talk to him that often anymore. He's out in Phoenix.
Well, that's okay. You're calling him for a legitimate reason. Hi, I just wanted to say hello. And by the way, you ever thought about advertising your product? Let me know what he says.
I'll tell you, he's a member of the tribe, so I don't know what his money situation's like, but
member of the I don't know exactly what that means. Member of what tribe?
He's a tribal member.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey.
Anyway, he ain't no dummy, but that's a good idea. I'll call him and see what he says.
I'd appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay. That's right. My 2 cents tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Laura in Michigan. Laura, we got about 90. Wait a minute. We got about 90 seconds. Okay, go.
Okay. You switched topics on me. I wanted to talk about the sex ed. Maybe I get a chance another day.
No, that's fine.
We had a court case against, because they're putting the sex ed now in health books. We had a whole health textbook that told the kids that the penis goes in the anus.
Oh, great.
And then the kids would try homosexuality because they can later in life still be heterosexual.
Oh, really? In their book, homosexuality is not a learned experience? Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, you bring me a medical book that says that the penis goes in the anus. I said, no, shut up.
Laura, people, I used to admonish people all the time that have you gone to the Parents Teachers Association meetings? Are you really looking at the curriculum? You know, have your kid clandestinely go in and start recording. You can't sit in their classrooms. They won't allow it. But have your kids go in and clandestinely record your teachers. Listen to what they're being taught. And then stand up and do something about it. And I don't want people complaining when everything goes to hell in a handbasket and kids have no ethics or no moralities whatsoever left, and they stayed silent. I don't want to hear their complaints when they did nothing to stop it and stand up against it. Laura, thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that'll do it for us today, folks. Back with you tomorrow, another edition of the National Intel Report. Folks, contribute to the network. We're not going to be here unless we have your contributions. See you tomorrow.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.